something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Most men lack wisdom. No, it's not the academics. That's not what they lack. There's a place to get it. You study, work hard, you get all of that. But that is not wisdom. And yet, wisdom is the principal thing. So you have the wisdom of this world that comes to nothing. You have the wisdom of men that fails. And lastly, you have the wisdom of God. We're dealing with three kinds of wisdom, and the first, and all I want to talk about is the wisdom of God, all right? I want to spend time talking about the other two, because it don't mean anything. That's not for us. But I'm dealing with the three kinds of wisdom that are accessible to us, that belong to us. The first one is the Greek word sophia. And Sophia is insight, the insight that God gives you into reality. All right? Sophia includes all of the knowledge, all of the understanding of all learning and science. It is insight into hidden things. When you have it, nothing eludes you. No wonder the Bible says that all things are unveiled to him with whom we have to do, talking about the Word of God. And the Word of God is the wisdom of God. It says all things are unveiled. Nothing is hidden from the Word. And when you're born again, the Bible tells us that that wisdom is granted us. It's deposited in our spirits. He says, in Christ I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All of that is inside us. Sometimes that's too big for the ordinary mind to understand, or for the baby Christian to understand. How could all the wisdom of God be given to me? But that's a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. That shows you how much God loves us, wanting to share with us all of his wisdom. It's a fact. The Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures evermore. Let you know the kind of God he is. He is not the mastermind behind your suffering. He's not the mastermind behind your sorrows. Maybe you're here today and things aren't going the way you want them to go. Maybe you're not living a fulfilled life. There can be a change today. And I will show you how. Hallelujah.
I'll show you how. All of the wisdom of God. The Bible says, in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That thing is so big. If we could meditate on that scripture, what masters we will become. Masters of our circumstances. Men who are completely unafraid, unperturbed. You no worry anymore. No wonder. This I believe. You see, these were writings of Paul. Paul understood this. And he was the one that told us, be anxious for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. He said, make your requests known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. He says the peace of God that surpasses understanding. In other words, men look at you and they are stunned at the peace of God in your life. It surpasses understanding. It says that peace shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's what he knew. He was praying for the church that they would operate in that wisdom, that they'll be rich in it. Why? Because he knew what it was. Oh, glory to God. Wisdom. Say it with me. Say wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. I want you to become familiar with that word. Familiar in a positive sense. Okay? Get acquainted with it. Get acquainted with wisdom. 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 Think wisdom. Wisdom. What is wisdom? I said it's insight into reality. For example, you know what he said? He says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world. You understand that? But we speak wisdom. Then it says, we speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language. He says it's a closed communication, revealed only to a select few. He says it's not a language for everybody. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. He says we speak it among them that are mature. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. He said not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. He says we speak the wisdom of God. We speak the wisdom. See, that's why people can think that we are just being braggadocious when we use those words. For example, when I say, I got the life of God in me, that's the wisdom of God. When I say, I'm full of wisdom, that's the wisdom of God. Somebody says, how can somebody say he's full of wisdom? Are you the one to praise yourself? I'm not praising myself. I'm speaking wisdom. I walk in the light. I walk in strength. I walk in righteousness. I walk in the glory of God, and I am the glory of God. And again, you see, that's what the word of God says. That's what the wisdom of God says. So I speak that wisdom. But the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. The Bible says, neither can he ginosko them. Hallelujah. Why? Because they are spiritually understood. Spiritual understanding. Hey, that's a Greek word for synesis. It says synesis, spiritual understanding. Do you understand that? Synesis is wisdom. King James uses the term spiritual understanding for it. That's the second kind of wisdom. We're talking three kinds of wisdom. The first one is Sophia. The second one is synesis. What is synesis? Firstly, Sophia is what we call theoretical wisdom. Synesis is critical wisdom. Are you still there? Oh, ho, ho, ho. My. Oh, ho, 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 ho. I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. I got the spirit of the Son of God. I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to look at Book of Ephesians, chapter 3. I'll read something to you. I said the first kind of wisdom is Sophia. The Greek word is Sophia. It is all the knowledge of God, all the wisdom of God, all the understanding of God deposited in Christ, and we are partakers thereof. So inside every one of us, having been born again, there is the treasure of the wisdom of God. All the treasures. We have it in us. But that's theoretical wisdom. It's a fact. But to put it to work is something else. That's why even many Christians are not successful. Because even though they got all the treasures of wisdom inside them, first of all, they are ignorant of that fact. They don't even know that that's a fact. Most of them don't even know that such a thing exists. They don't know about it. Secondly, they have not been taught how to convert Sophia into synesis. And that's what I want to show you. Sophia is theoretical wisdom. You got it. It's in there. But it has to become synesis. That's the next step. Ephesians chapter 3. I want to read to you from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Galatians, you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, let me read again, all right? For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words, he says, I wrote about the mystery before. I wrote about it for you. Now, we're talking about, this is Paul. Do you remember the Apostle Paul? Now, he says, whereby when you read that thing which I wrote, he said, when you read, you may understand my synesis in the mystery of Christ. The word knowledge there, wrongly put, is Greek synesis. It's another synonym for wisdom. It refers to comprehension, perception. Write it down. So synesis, comprehension, perception, understanding. It means the ability to understand concepts and see relationships between them. Okay? It suggests quickness of apprehension, the penetrating consideration which precedes action. Are you following this? Literally, synesis means, in the Greek, literally, it means mentally putting together. So it deals with the intelligence. So it means dealing, it comes from another Greek word that's close to it. It's a Greek sunemai. What does that mean? It means dealing wisely. It means dealing wisely. And it tells you that dealing wisely produces success. That's why in the book, if you have, it's not so common, the Greek Septuagint, that's the Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament. Okay? The Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament. Now, in that Greek version, when you read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, the latter part of it, it tells you, you'll have good success. Okay? Have good success there is from the Greek sunemai, which means to deal wisely. So in its full construction, it's telling you that you deal wisely, making you successful. You deal wisely in the affairs of life. Now, maybe we should read that verse so you can see it. Okay? Joshua chapter 1. Look at verse 8. Where it tells you this book of the law. Blah, 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 blah. All right? Do you remember it? Okay. Let's look at it. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Thou shalt, that have good success there was rendered from a Greek word, sunemai, in the Greek Septuagint. Okay, you would not see that in the Hebrew text. All right? It means to deal wisely. So, here, Paul's referring to something that is so important, where it tells us that you may understand my knowledge, it says my synesis in the mystery of Christ. He's saying that if we read his writings, we will come to understand his comprehension, his perception. Why did Paul do the things he did? Now we can see his perspective of the gospel. How did he perceive Jesus? Why was his message the way it was? Are you following this? Why was it that way? And you know, sometimes we look at our lives and we can't seem to place ourselves. You ask some people, what do you believe? They're not sure what they believe. They just believe, but they're not sure what they believe. Paul says, you read my writings, you have an understanding of my comprehension. In other words, the wisdom of God in his spirit had come to the level of his comprehension. So any day he could tell you what he believed about Jesus. He could explain to you his gospel. He called it my gospel. What is your gospel? I tell people, if you listen to our tapes, you can tell what we really believe. You just listen to the tapes and listen to the tapes, you can tell. You can tell our synesis. Are you getting it now? And that helps us to deal wisely. This is how we can analyze life. We look at anything on the basis of that synesis. That is the second level wisdom. Do you understand? If anybody is asking you any question, is this right or is this right? Can a Christian do this? Can a Christian do this? It will be based on your synesis of the mystery of Christ. If you don't have that synesis, you have no answer. Synesis is not for the babe in Christ. It's for the one who is growing in Christ, who has started to comprehend the mystery of Christ, who is beginning to have an understanding of the mystery of Christ, understanding the gospel. You see, the gospel is coming home now. See, not only do you believe in Jesus, you have now come to understand what you believe. It's another level. Now you can play from your mind. Are you following this? You now make decisions on the basis of your synesis. That's a second level wisdom. And every child of God ought to understand this. Every one of us has Sophia. We all have it inside us. We all have it. But it's got to come up where we can begin to use that Sophia. Do you understand? We use it to analyze. By the time you start analyzing things, checking up things, now you're doing diligent study, you're talking synesis. You're talking synesis. This is the next level wisdom. Now you're wise. Now you can make decisions. You can say, this is right. No, this one is not okay. Well, even though this is right, not for me. You get it? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If every child of God could rise up to that point where you don't have to be asking questions, but you have the knowledge on the basis of your comprehension of the mystery of Christ, you discover you wouldn't have to study everything in the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, before you understand the message of Christ. You'll have it in you. Why? Because you are putting to work, you are bringing up that which is inside. Amen? That which is inside. See why you have to study the Word of God? Because if you don't study, you're not going to have synesis. You'll have Sophia. But Sophia is theoretical wisdom. But it's not working. It's not working. You can't distinguish between whether this is okay or not. Anything goes for you. You read all the newspapers, you don't know whether or not you should. Anything goes. Look at all the home videos, all the tapes you have bought, home videos. That's not synesis. See that? That wisdom is not there. From one film to the other, you watch and watch and watch and watch. You know what the Bible says? It says the lazy man, poverty is coming close to you. Finally, get a hold of you. Too late to change. Then you start complaining. You don't understand what kind of government. Government is not your problem.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus.
thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia. Junction beside Tech World Petrol Station, off Co 2 Munjai Road, The Gambia. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call +220 309 3735 +220 418 7824 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.